Let's continue our study of Hosea.
早上谈到神的宽容。
This morning we discussed the tolerance of God.
神给以色列百姓他们时间去悔改。
God gave the Israelites time to repent.
不管神怎么借着何西亚的婚姻呢，来唤起以色列百姓的注意。
God used the marriage of Hosea to awaken the Israelites.
但是结果呢，都是无效。
But it seemed to be of no avail.
所以我们可见呢，这个罪呢是非常的深了，已经蔓延到每一个层次啊，每一个人的内心。
So we can see how deep and pervasive the sin was among the Israelites.
他们想要改变，改变不了。
Even when they tried to change, they were not able to help themselves.
因为罪的权势啊，太厉害了。
Because the power of sin was too great.
我们请看哥林多前书。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
16章55节。
Chapter 16, verse 55.
15章55节。
I'm sorry, chapter 15, verse 55.
哥林多前书15章55节。
1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 55.
是啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？是啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势啊，就是律法。这边说罪好像是毒钩啊，非常的毒。
Sin is like a sting; it's very poisonous.
而且呢，它很多权势。
It is also full of strength.
圣经第一次记载罪呢，是在创世纪里。
The Bible first records about sin in Genesis.
我们来看创世纪。
Let's read Genesis.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
创世纪第四章第六节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 6.
神对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变得脸色呢？第七。
7.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他恋慕你，你却要制服他。罪的意思啊，就是啊，误射靶心啊，就是没有中那个靶心，好像一个人在打靶啊，他没有射中靶心，没有射中目标。
Sin literally means missing the target.
那么我们可以从两方面来说啊，因为他没有射中目标，就是说应该射中了，他没有射中。
So we can interpret sin from two angles. The first is missing the mark when you're supposed to hit it.
那靶心以外的目标呢？不是应该要射的，但是呢，他却是射到靶心的外面那些目标，那是不应该啊，他不应该这样做的。
And on the other hand, sin hits the wrong target that is not supposed to hit.
所以说应该去做的，他没有去做。
To put it simply, sin means not doing what you're supposed to do.
不应该去做了，他反而去做了。
And doing what you're not supposed to do.
这个就是罪。
This is sin.
所以从第二节跟第七节呢，我们可以知道几件事情。
From verses 2 to 7, we can learn a few things.
第一个，若行得好的话，罪对我们呢，就没有权势。
According to verse 7, if we do well, sin cannot have power over us.
那做不好的话，罪就会控制我们。
But if we do not do well, sin will overpower us.
那第三呢？
The third.
罪是随时在等着我们。
Sin is waiting for us at all times.
他等机会啊，进到我们内心来控制我们。
It waits for the right opportunity to enter our hearts to take control of us.
因为圣经说啊，罪就伏在门前呢。
It says here that sin lies at the door.
第四啊，罪是不请自来啊。
Fourth, you do not need to invite sin and it comes.
因为他要恋慕你，他很喜欢你。
Sin desires for you.
他很喜欢接近你。
Sin likes you.
你不喜欢的话，没关系，暂时啊，他撤退。
If you turn it away, it may temporarily stay away.
但是一有空隙的话啊，他要马上进攻。
But whenever you give room to him, the sin will come back.
那一旦被制服啊，被进攻的话，那就很难缠了。
And whenever you
很难脱离的。
Whenever you concede to sin, that means you he will have a hard time getting out.
所以我们为什么要强调分别为圣？
That is why we always emphasize separation and holiness.
我们今天为什么要来这里？
Why do we come here today?
所以我们灵会啊，事实上来说是很重要的一个机会。
The convocation is a very important event.
啊，虽然很多人呢、啊、不能够参加星期五的灵会。
Many people may not be able to attend the Friday services.
但是我们一定要平常在持续要灌注这种观念呢、啊，一定要来的。
But we must have the right mentality that we must make an effort to come.
我们刚看到两个女的传教士。
Just now among us, there were two missionaries visiting our congregation.
他们是奉献他们的很多时间啊来传道。
They set aside their personal time to preach the gospel.
所以我们一年呢。才两次的灵恩会
，and our convocation is only twice a year。
很难相信说请一天假会被公司处罚
，and it is hard to believe that a person will be penalized if he takes 2 days off。
我们可以哈，大家互相勉励了
，and we should use this to encourage one another。
啊，问说您有没有向公司请假
？We can remind each other, have you asked for a day off？
假设有的话不准，那你没话说，你公司不准啊。
If you have and that you were not able, you did not get the permission, then of course there's nothing you can do.
只要你要把这个事情放在心上。
But if you never put this matter to your heart,
那这个问题就是在神看起来是很严重的事情了。
Then in God's eyes, this is a serious matter.
这没有经历，圣经说我们要经历去爱主我们的神，尽什么力啊？
Because although the Bible tells us that we must love God with all our hearts, we have failed to do so. So we must put this matter in our prayer. Before the convocation, we must pray fervently. When sin enters in and takes effect, it takes a long struggle to overcome the sin.
人家圣经说啊，你就要制服他。
The Bible says that we must subdue it。
好像一个坏人哈、哦，这个警察要抓他还是不容易的。
It is like how difficult it is for a policeman to control a criminal who is caught。
怎么去制服他、啊？除非说他不知道你来了，一枪啊就把他击中了。
One way to do it, of course, is to shoot him with the gun。
我们看有时候制服一个坏人、啊、要层层包围了，包围了好几天还在那边包围。
But sometimes to catch a criminal, it takes many days of hard work and surrounding the criminal.
有时候警察他们自己本身也会受伤。
And the police themselves can be in danger of being hurt.
所以要制服一个坏人、啊、不是那么简单的。
So it's not easy to subdue a criminal.
那要制服魔鬼呢？哇！这个制服罪啊，更是不简单了、
啊。Not to mention subduing the devil.
所谓罪的权势啊，是很厉害的。
The power of sin is very great.
咱们今天要知道这一点。
We must be aware of this.
我们有时候跟没有来的人啊分享。
And we can share this with those who are not here today.
那最可怕的、啊、是罪隐藏在我们心里，我们却是不知道。
And the most dreadful is when sin lies in our hearts and we're not aware of it.
黄伯伯以前是当军人哦，我以前呢当过兵啊。
Brother Huang and I myself used to be soldiers.
以前呢，保密防谍，人人有责。
In those days, we were taught to be aware of spies.
匪谍在你身旁。
Because a spy may be right next to you.
哇，以前就是灌输我们这种观念呢。
So we were taught from very young this kind of concept.
那个间谍啊，就在你的身旁啊，你也不知道。
Because the Chinese spies may be right next to you, and you don't even know it.
所以那个是最可怕的了。
So this kind of danger is the most hideous.
我们这个疾病哈、啊，假设知道在哪里就不可怕了。
If you know where your sickness is, it may not be that scary.
最怕的是不知道疾病在哪里。
But what is most dreadful is you are sick and you don't know where the sickness is.
所以有时候魔鬼啊，罪啊已经到我们的心里，我们还不知道了。
Sometimes the devil and the sin have entered into our hearts and we don't know it.
所以我们上一集啊就谈到大卫他说啊，求神赦免我引了危险的罪。
That's why in the last session I mentioned how David asked the Lord to forgive his hidden sins.
那我们一般想说，那罪呢，就是已经你已经做出来哈，去犯罪，啊，比如说去啊有第三者啊，哦，还是你去偷啊，去抢啊，啊，那才是叫做罪。
Sometimes we may think of sin as only an act that has been committed, such as stealing.
不是这样子吗
？But that is not true.
有时候观念呢也是罪啊，一种观念也是罪。
Even a wrong concept can be considered sin.
当时希特勒他为什么下了那么大的狠心啊，去屠杀600多万的犹太人
？Why was Hitler so ruthless in killing 6 million Jews？
那是他的一种观念呢、啊。
It all started from his mentality.
因为他读过啊，这个马丁路德的书。
He read the book of Martin Luther.
他说这些犹太人呐、啊、都不信耶稣。
And he said the Jews are did not believe in Jesus.
所以希特勒他说认为啊，你们这些犹太人啊太硬心了，耶稣替你们死，你们还不信耶稣啊。
He believed that the Jews were hard-hearted.Because they refused to accept the Jesus who died for them.
So, 他就产生一种仇恨的观念。
So, in his heart, he built up an animosity.
So, 这种观念隐藏在他心灵深处。
And this animosity was deep-seated in his heart.
那这个就是一种罪啊。
And that was sin.
罪的毒根啊，在他心里面发芽。
The sting of sin took root in his heart.
等到他一得到权柄以后啊，他有权呢去处理这个问题。
So when he took power, he wanted to do something about it.
他就屠杀犹太人。
And he committed genocide.
所以有时候观念本身呢、啊，比做出来的还更毒了。
So sometimes what is in your mind and in your heart is actually more poisonous than what you actually do.
那就是有这种观念，有这种心。才会有行动。
It is only when you have that mindset, or the intention, will you, commit the act of sin.
那这个心呢，从哪里来的呢
？And where does this heart come from?
从看来的。
It comes from your eyes.
好像希特勒就看一本书。
Hitler, for example, started by reading a book.
那我们看圣经也是有这种例子。
And we can see similar examples in the Bible.
约书亚记。
Let's read Joshua,
第七章
chapter 7.
约书亚记第七章的二十节
Joshua chapter 7 verse 20.
二十
verse 20.
亚干回答约书亚说：“我实在得罪了神，我所做的事，这样子，这样子，如此如此。”二十一。
21.
我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的四麻衣服，200舍克勒银子，一条金子，重50舍克勒。我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了现金藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子藏在衣服底下。啊，从21节他的自白当中呢，我们就可以看到他犯罪的整个过程，还有动机。
From his confession, we can see the whole process of Achan's sin.
那第一个步骤呢？他看见了美好的衣服，他看见银子，他看见金子。
The first step was that he saw a beautiful garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold.
那这些东西呢，是神所告诉他们呢，不能够拿的。
These were things that God had commanded not to take.
原来这是当面的物。
These were things devoted to destruction.
但是他看了以后呢，他就动了心了。
But when Achan saw these things, his heart was moved.
他就贪爱这些东西。
Then he coveted them.
他心里面就开始想了。
He started to have plans.
怎么去得到这些东西
？Plans of how to acquire these things.
心里面就去想，去计划了。
He started a planning.
所以他就有行动啊，就把它拿起来就藏了。
And he turned that into an action, and he took these things and hid them.
所以人心啊，那个心犯罪的动机呢，就是从看见开始的。
So the intention in his heart to commit sin started with what he saw.
当然，神创造我们眼睛啊，就是要去欣赏神所创造的万物。
Of course, God created our eyes so that we can appreciate what He has created.
哇，这个神所创造的是很美好。
we can see how beautiful everything God made was.
有时候我们要学会欣赏。
So we need to learn to appreciate.
有一个博物的老师啊，他带着一群学生啊，出去外面啊，是大人哦，不是小孩子。这个老师啊，带着一群大人的学生，出去外面欣赏啊树木。
A professor brought his students, who were all adults, outside to appreciate the trees.
他在教学生啊，每一个人哈、啊，站在一棵树的前面。
He told each of them to stand under one tree.
有的人啊，就找不到，因为大家都喜欢美丽的树啊，漂亮的树。
Everyone tried to pick the best looking tree.
那有的人就站不到，只能够选那个枯树啊，没有树叶的，已经快死了。
So when they ran out of trees, some students could not find any good trees to stand under, so they just had to stand under dying trees.
那老师就告诉他们呢。
And the professor told them.
好，现在开始哈，你们专心注意欣赏啊，欣赏在你们前面的这棵树。
Now start to pay close attention to the tree you have picked and try to appreciate it.
那你们只要是不能够集中欣赏的，就请举手。
And if you're not able to focus your mind to appreciate what you see, then please raise your hand.
失去兴趣的啊，你也举手。
And if you lose interest, you can also raise your hand.
结果六秒钟以后啊，大家就相继的举手了。
And 6 seconds later, all of them raised their hands together.
老师就问他们说：“你们为什么不能够欣赏？为什么举手？”
So the professor asked them, "Why did you raise your hand? Why can't you focus?"
那个树木的老皮啊，这个不好看的，那么老。
And they all said, "Well,
皱皱的。
The trees don't look good because the barks are all so old."
有人说啊，这个枯树啊，树叶连树叶都没有。
Some people say, this tree is dead. It doesn't even have leaves."
有人说他看树呢，经过3秒钟以后，他都想到他的电脑呢。
And some people say they think of their computer when after only looking at the tree for 3 seconds.
有人就想到晚上要去吃 buffet.
And some people think of the buffet that they will have for dinner.
不能够专心呢。
They are not able to concentrate.
哇，老师就开始教他们怎么去欣赏。
So the professor taught them how to appreciate trees.
哇，你看这个枯树哈，这个枯树。
He said, "Take a look at this withered tree."
它还是有生命力。
It still has vitality.
现在呢，神叫他暂时隐藏。
Now God is making it hidden temporarily.
他就很乖，暂时隐藏。
And it obeys God.
没有什么美容让欣赏，让人家欣赏的。
And it doesn't seem to have any beautiful appearance.
但是他有内在美啊，他还有生命力。
But within it, it still has beauty and life.
你看，明年春天呢，他一定会发芽。
And spring of next year, it will sprout again.
所以一样的道理啊。
So with the same token, by the same token.
我们的眼睛啊，是要欣赏神所创造的。
Our eyes are made to appreciate what God created.
但是我们眼睛呢，假如是超过我们所应该去想的，所应该去欣赏的。
However, if our eyes are set on the wrong things and try to admire or lust for things that we're not supposed to have,
这是没有重靶心呢。
That is missing the mark.
不应该去看的，我们去看。
You look at things that you're not supposed to look at.
该看的圣经，我们不去看。
You're supposed to read the Bible and you don't do it.
神就是一个靶心呢，一个中心呢。
God should be our target.
神的话就是我们的中心呢。
God's word should be our target.
那我们不去看这些。
And we fail to reach for the target.
相反的，跟亚干一样。
On the contrary, we may be like Achan.
他就看见了，他就动了心。
After he saw what he saw, his heart was moved.
所以有时候我们要很祷告哈，克制自己的那种欲望。
That's why we must pray hard to subdue the desires within us.
有个姐妹啊。他因为在帮人家改衣服啊。
A sister was a tailor. She tried to custom.
他所以他要送衣服啊给那个 衣服的主人。
A tailor made a set of clothes for the owner of the clothes.
有时候他看那个主人的房屋非常漂亮。
And how she was delivering that set of clothes to the owner, and she noticed how beautiful the house was.
啊，主人呢非常有钱。
And she knew that this owner was very rich.
啊，有一次啊，他就跟我们讲了。
So she told us once.
他讲到他哭。
That she cried.
我问他说：“你为什么哭啊？”
We asked her, "Why do you cry?"
哇，他为什么那么有钱？我为什么这样子啊？
She cried because she saw how rich that person was and how poor she was.
她看见，哎，她心里面就有不正当的想法。
When she saw that house, she began to have unhealthy thoughts.
这个就是没有中靶心呢。
And this is an example of missing the mark.
那射到外面去了。
They went astray.
所以当时以色列百姓也是一样啊。
And this was what happened to the Israelites.
我们来看何西亚书。
Let's turn to Hosea.
第四章第十一节
Chapter 4 verse 11
四章十一节
Chapter 4 verse 11
奸淫和酒并新酒夺去人的心哇这个很厉害
Harlotry, wine and new wine enslave the heart
这个夺去人的心啊、有的是说奴隶人的心、啊、enslave the heart
They enslave the heart.
有的是说夺去了这些百姓的悟性，就夺去了他们的判断力。
Some translate this verse as they take away their understanding or discernment.
那有的干脆说啊，把这些百姓的头脑啊夺走了。
Or to render it differently, they take away their minds.
说奸淫酒和新酒啊，会夺去百姓的判断力。
Harlotry, wine, and new wine can take away a person's discernment.
会奴隶他们的心。
They can enslave their heart.
所以你看罪很厉害啊，罪会当我们的主人啊。
Look at how powerful sin is. It can be our master.
会奴隶我们的心啊。
It can enslave our heart.
会让我们失去判断力。
It will rob us of our sobriety.
我们服侍神的人怎么能够失去判断力呢？
How can a servant of God lose the discernment?
奸淫
Harlotry
因为百姓啊他们神不拜啊那神就好像是他们的丈夫啊
The people of Israel did not worship God although God was their husband
他们去敬拜假神
Instead they worshiped the false gods
所以神说啊他们就好像是犯奸淫一样
So God compared them to harlots
那事实上真的啊，肉体上犯奸淫啊，也是会夺去一个人的心呢、啊。
Actually, physical or literal adultery can also enslave a person's heart.
这种罪哈、啊，是慢慢的，是渐进的，不是一下子的，一个人就会去犯罪。
Such a kind of sin is progressive. It doesn't happen overnight.
我们来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
二十二节
，verse 22。
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这个旧人啊，是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。所以圣经说啊，是渐渐变坏。
It tells us here that the old man grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts。
啊，有时候自己变坏还不知道啊。
Yeah, when a person grows bad, he may not be aware of it.
所以你看，有时候青年啊，他慢慢改变，慢慢在变坏哈，跟外面的人啊结交朋友，一起跟他们做坏事情，哎，他自己也不知道啊，也是慢慢的。
Sometimes you can notice or observe how a young person gradually changes into someone else because of his friendship.
好像一个蜡烛哈，一个蜡烛在点燃的时候，他一直烧，你在一秒钟之内，你不觉得啊，他在融化。
This is like a candle that continues to burn, and you cannot tell at any instant that it's being melted.
可是当我们睡完觉一起来以后呢，哎，看那个蜡烛呢，没有了。
But if you go away for the night and get up the next morning, you'll see that the candle is completely consumed.
所以罪也是这样子，短期间呢，有时看不出来。
And this is how sin works. In the short period of time, you may not notice anything.
那罪啊，是越陷越深啊。
And with sin, you sink deeper and deeper.
有时候啊，很难醒啊。你去劝告他的话，他还是很难醒过来。
And when a person is deep in sin, it is very difficult to awaken him.
就说神当时用很严厉的方法来处罚他们，他们是醒不过来。
God chastised the Israelites, and punished them with a very serious punishment, yet they did not awake.
我们请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言第七章。
Proverbs chapter 7.
第六节。
Verse 6.
箴言第七章的第六节。
Proverbs chapter 7, verse 6.
我曾在我房屋的窗户内，从我窗棂之间呢往外观看。第七。
7.
见愚笨人内呢，少年人中啊，分明有一个无知的少年人。第八。
8.
从街上经过，走进淫妇的巷口，直往通他家的路去。第九。
9.
在黄昏或晚上或半夜或黑暗之中。第十。
10.
看见有一个妇人来迎接他，是妓女的打扮，有诡诈的心思。那这个少年人呢，被圣经称为是愚蒙人呢。
Young man was called a fool or a simple.
还是无知的人。
He was ignorant.
他呢在街上呢经过。
He passed along the street,
走进淫妇的巷口,
and walked down the corner of this harlot, of this adulteress.
第九节啊,
and verse 9,
说在黄昏、晚上、半夜或黑暗之中,
in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night.
所以第九节呢就值得我们注意啊。
Verse 9 is worthy of attention.
黄昏到晚上啊是一个过程啊。
From twilight to evening is a process.
晚上到半夜又是另外一个过程。
And from evening to the dark night is another process.
半夜到黑暗，到黎明的那时，以前的最黑暗的时刻又是一个过程。
And there's yet another process or step, from the dark night to black night.
从黄昏到黑暗是慢慢的渐进，不是一下子就从黄昏到黑暗呢。
So between twilight and complete darkness, there is a gradual process.
说这个少年人呢的心还是一样啊，刚刚开始，就好像是做起来有那个罪恶感呢。
So this was is descriptive of this young man's heart. Maybe initially he felt a sense of guilt.
做了以后赶快悔改祷告，好像觉得还是没什么问题啊。
Initially, when you do something wrong, you may quickly repent and ask for forgiveness.
再继续加深，继续加深，到后来就不能够自拔。
But if you continue to do it and go deeper into sin, in the end, you will not be able to help yourself.
到最后就不知不觉啊，已经被罪网住了。
And without even realizing it, you may be caught by the snare of sin.
就好像参孙一样啊。
This was what happened to Samson.
等到他已经失去能力了。
By the time he had lost all his strength.
他想说啊，我还是要出去走走啊，哈。
He still thought that he could go out and go out and exercise.
他想说啊，他有能力呢，把这个敌人的线索呢，把它解开来。
He was confident that he would be able to break loose from the enemy's chain.
没想到呢，神已经离开他了。
But he didn't know that God had already left him.
因为他一直睡在女人的妓女的怀抱里。
He kept sleeping in the bosom of the harlots.
所以神已经离开他了，他却是不知道。
So even though God had left him, he did not know it.
等到他知道了，已经太晚了。
And by the time he realized it, it was too late.
所以有时候犯罪的人已经到那个知道的地步，已经太晚了。
So in the same way, when a person realizes that he is deep in sin, it may be too late.
所以我们今天呢，有的人呢，睡在电脑中啊。
Today, some people sleep in front of the computer.
睡在名利中。
They sleep in wealth and fame.
睡在物质的享受当中。
They sleep in material pleasure.
睡在赌博当中。
They sleep in gambling.
这个都是要很小心。
And we must be very careful of such things.
那么谈这个酒啊，因为刚刚说啊，奸淫和酒会夺去人的心。
Coming back to the passage in Hosea, we will now talk about wine, how wine enslaves the heart.
这个酒啊，会产生怎么样的效果呢？
What kind of effects does wine, can does wine have?
我们来看箴言二十三章。
Let's read Proverbs 23,
三十三节
verse 33.
33
Proverbs 23 verse 33
你眼睛啊必看见怪异的事情你心啊必发出怪妙的话
Your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things
所以酒会让人啊产生错觉
Wine can make a person have illusions
已经被罪缠身的人被罪灌醉的人
When a person is drunk with sin,
他会产生错觉啊。
He will likewise have illusion.
他会啊，总是觉得啊，别人家的草啊，总是比他家的草绿。
He'll always think that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence.
他总会觉得啊，别人太太总是比自己太太漂亮。
He will think that the other person's wife is prettier than his own wife.
这个很可怜的错觉。
This is quite pitiful because.He is fooled by his illusion.
啊，不能够自拔。
And he can't help himself.
以前我还住在台湾的时候
，When I was living in Taiwan.
啊，我住在这个联动式啊，这样一栋联动式的房子。
I lived in a townhouse.
啊，那对面的巷子呢？哎，这个小巷呢，只能够容一辆小汽车经过的那种宽度。
And the alley by our house was very narrow. It only allowed a one-way traffic.
所以我们对面那一家发生什么事情呢？我们都看得很清楚。
So whatever happened opposite us, in the opposite house was in plain sight of all of us.
因为我们总是很好奇啊，所以我们就跑到阳台去看。不好意思，这样开门看。
And whenever something happened, we got curious.We didn't want to just open the front door to see what happened, so we would go up to the rooftop to peek down.
事情是这样子的，他们夫妻啊经常吵架。
夫妻
啊经常吵架。
Yeah, so this is what happened. The husband and wife our neighbor were always arguing.
啊，为什么会吵架呢
？Why do they always argue?
原因呢、啊？因为他的先生啊有外遇。
Because the husband had an extramarital affair.
他太太是不是很不漂亮？非常的漂亮啊。
Was it because the wife was not pretty? No, not at all. She was extremely pretty.
啊，有一天又吵架了。
And one day they got into a fight.
啊，我们就赶快看。
So we quickly took a peek.
那看呢？那个第三个介入的那个女人哈，哎，去他家了。
And the other woman that the husband was seeing was also at the house.
哇，要找她先生。
Yeah, she was there to look for her
husband. 刚刚被她太太呢看见。
Yeah, she was caught by his wife.
啊，所以两个女人啊就在门外打起架来了。
So the two women started having a physical fight.
那因为我们都知道，因为她太太会讲嘛，这个大家小巷都知道，我们那条巷子人都知道啊，她先生外遇。
And
因为她太太自己讲的。
And the wife started telling all the neighbors that the husband was seeing another woman.
啊，那一天呢，我们就赶快看啊，那个女人到底多漂亮，是不是比她太太更漂亮
？So when that woman showed up, all of us are curious to see who was prettier, whether that woman was actually better looking.
啊，不是我们批评，我是按照事实啊在报道啊。
Now I'm just reporting a fact, not being biased.
根据常识，这样你看的话，那个第三者介入的人，不漂亮又老，又驼背。
Anyone with the common sense would tell you that this other woman was not as pretty at all. In fact, she was hunchback, she was old, and she didn't look good at all.
他先生呢，确实很喜欢她了。
But the husband liked her instead.
所以他已经被醉灌满哈，被那个醉灌满已经产生错觉了。
The husband was already drunk with his sin. He had an illusion.
看别人太太比自己的太太更漂亮。
He saw that this other person's wife was prettier than his own.
再来看三十二节。
Let's read verse 30.
箴言二十三章三十二节。
Let's read Proverbs 23 verse 32.
发红啊，在杯中闪烁，你不可观看。虽然下咽舒畅，终究是咬你如蛇，刺你如毒蛇。
31 and 32. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper.
啊，这边说啊，下咽会让你舒畅，吞下去会让你舒畅。
It swirls around smoothly when you drink it.
这个会让你的感官啊感到满足。
It satisfies your senses.
我们看当时我们的始祖犯罪也是这样子的。
This was what happened when our first forefathers.
看那个善果呢，很漂亮。
They saw how beautiful the fruit, the forbidden fruit was.
就看起来很舒服啊。
So it was very pleasing to the eye.
他就想说啊，这个只要是吃下去啊，一定是味道很不错的。
Yeah, she thought if it must have tasted good if she were to eat it.
又能够让她好像神一样。
It could also make her like God.
所以犯罪的事情啊，总是让人觉得啊很舒畅。
Sin is attractive because it gives pleasure.
所以我们要小心啊，经常一些是看起来很好看的。
So, well, we must be careful of things that look good.
有一些听起来很好听的。
Things that sound good.
啊，比如说这个批评人的话，我们往往都很喜欢听。哦，怎么样？他最近怎么样？哦，他怎么样？哎，一直耳朵一直靠近。
We always get curious and are drawn to gossips and criticisms of other people.
哇，听起来你越告诉哦，对啊，他说这种人呢。
And when we listen to them, we will say, yes, that's true.
我以前不好意思讲，像你讲出来，对对对，他说是这样子。
That's exactly what I've always wanted to say.
哇，你这越听越高兴，你越讲越高兴。
So the more you hear, the more you talk, the better you feel.
这是不对啊，这听起来很好听啊，啊，感觉很好。
This is wrong, even though it looks good and sounds good.
比如说我们现在教导年轻人啊，要保持圣洁啊，在婚姻以前要保持圣洁。
Today we always teach the young people to preserve their purity before marriage.
可是这个对于年轻人啊，诱惑太大了，因为感觉很好，交女朋友的感觉很好。
But it is a great temptation for young people because it's always nice to have a boyfriend, a girlfriend.
所以我们教导年轻人啊，经常参加聚会的。
Therefore, young people must always attend church service.
我以前学生的时代呢，也是经常参加聚会。
When I was a student, I always attended service.
所以我对这方面呢，感觉比较迟钝。
So thankfully, I was more slow than my peers in terms of dating.
就是避免那些诱惑。
And that helped me avoid temptation.
还有。藏起来很好的、啊、很好吃的也是要小心。
And we must be careful of things that taste good.
那一样道理啊，这些很好吃的东西啊，这个油啦，油很多啦，这个炸的啦，这些都是很好吃的，可是对身体啊不健康的。
And a lot of times the things that taste really good are not healthy for you.
我们看启示录。
Let's read Revelation.
启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章十四节。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 14.
于是我大鹰的两个翅膀啊，赐给妇人啊，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇啊。他在那里被养活一载、两载半，一载、两载半载，十五。
15.
蛇在妇人身后，从口中吐出水来，像河一样，要将妇人冲去。好，这个蛇我们都知道啊，是魔鬼啊。
As we know, the serpent is symbolic of Satan, of the devil.
那妇人这边所说的就是啊，教会啊。
The woman is symbolic of the church.
所以，我们呢、啊、就是教会的集合体啊，信徒就是教会的集合体啊。
We are the collective body of Christ,
所以蛇在妇人身后，蛇在教会身后，蛇在信徒的背后吐出口水。
The serpent spews water from behind believers.
啊，这个口水呢，后来就变成河一样。
And the water that comes from the mouth becomes like a river.
啊，那像我们现在要区分呢，啊， 我们领受圣灵，耶稣他说啊，这个像江河一样啊，从腹中啊涌出来。
Now we must make a discernment. Our Lord Jesus Christ promised us that those who receive the Holy Spirit will have living water streaming from his belly.
所以圣灵也是江河啊。
The Holy Spirit is compared to a river.
我们看腹这个蛇所吐出来的水也会变成河一样啊。
And in a similar way, the water from the serpent's mouth can also turn into a flood or a river.
我们得到圣灵以后非常喜乐。
After we receive the Holy Spirit, we're very joyful.
啊，这个魔鬼所吐出来的河水啊，也是会让人啊觉得很舒服啊。
And in a similar way, the water that the serpent spews out may also make a person feel good.
但是所不一样的是什么？
But what is the difference?
圣灵是从腹中从里面涌出来的。
The Holy Spirit flows from within the person.
魔鬼的水呢？这个河水是从外边进来，从外边的感官跑进来的。
But the water that the serpent spews out, comes from the outside through our senses.
看起来很舒服，我听起来很舒服，我嘴巴说起来很舒畅。
It makes you, it looks good, it sounds good, and makes you feel good.
都是从外面来的。
All these things are coming from the outside.
圣灵啊，是从内心涌出来的，从内心出来的。
But the joy of the Holy Spirit comes from within us.
啊，再来看箴言。
Let's read Proverbs
二十三章
，Chapter 23,
二十三章三十五节。
Let's read verse 35.
他必说啊，能打我，我却未受伤啊；能鞭打我，我竟不觉得。我几时清醒，我能去寻酒？喝酒以后呢，他没有什么感觉。
After this person is drunk, he feels nothing.
有人打他，他也不觉得。
When he is hit, he cannot feel it.
因为他已经被罪所控制了。
Because he is controlled totally by sin.
这个就很糟糕的地步了。
And this is the worst scenario.
So you see, 有些弟兄姊妹啊，你知道怎么劝告他，他无动于衷呢？
So as we can see, some brothers and sisters are so far into sin that no matter how you try to help them or dissuade them, they will not change.
你就拿一桶水啊，浇到他头上，他还不会醒过来。
Even if you dump a bucket of water on their head, they will not awake.
你嘴巴打他几下，他还不会醒，他反而告你。
And even if you try to slap them on the face to wake them up, they will only hate you.
所以啊，他自己啊，不觉得自己是受害者，是罪的受害者。
People who are deep in sin will not realize that they are victims already.
他已经没有这种感觉，没有羞耻心。
And they do not feel that, and they do not have any shame.
要说啊，我几时清醒啊？我能去寻酒？你看，他还不悔改啊。
He says, "When shall I awake that I may seek another drink?" He is unrepentant.
无药可救了，他不回头。
He is beyond help.
他醒来以后呢，应该是要悔改啊。
After he
做重要事情啊。
After he awakes, he's supposed to do the right thing.
但是他仍然去做。
But he goes back to his sin.
所以为什么神当时告诉利未人呢、啊？他们不能够喝酒。
That is why the Lord told the Levites not to drink wine.
来看利未记。
Let's read Leviticus,
第十章
chapter 10.
利未记第十章
Leviticus chapter 10,
第八节
verse 8.
十章的第八节
chapter 10, verse 8.
神晓谕亚伦说啊，你和你儿子金婚的时候，清酒、浓酒都不会喝，免得你们死亡。这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。第十
10.
使你们可以将剩的、熟的洁净的、不洁净的分别出来，十一。
11.
又使你们可以将神借着摩西晓谕以色列人的一切律例教训他们。所以神为什么告诉利未人呢？不能够喝酒，两个很重要的原因。
God gave two important reasons why the Levites must not drink.
第一个，能够将圣的、熟的、洁净的、不洁净的分别出来。
First, by avoiding wine, they can distinguish between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean.
喝酒的话，就会失去这种能力。
If they drink, they will lose that discernment.
所以我们看，何西阿书的时代呢，那些祭司啊，就是 本身已经被酒所困了，他们没有办法去分辨了洁净跟不洁净的。
The priests of Hosea's time had been drunk with wine, so they weren't able to discern the holy from the unholy.
那第二个
Second,
不喝酒啊，才有办法将神的律例教训别人。
By avoiding wine, they would have the ability to teach the laws of God to the people.
也就是说，他们有能力分别洁净的跟不洁净的，才有能力将神的律例典章告诉别人。
They have to first discern what is holy and unholy, and then teach that to the people.
所以我们教会为什么说犯了死罪以后呢，不能够参与任何圣功呢？
And this is why the church does not allow people who have committed sins that lead to death to partake in church work.
就是他回来教会聚会的话，也不能够安排他做什么圣功呢。
Even if they continue to attend church services, they are not permitted to do so.
因为他曾经喝过浓酒。
Because they have been drunk with intoxicated wine.
他的心曾经被污染过。
Their hearts have been intoxicated.
有时候对他来讲呢，他很难把洁净跟不洁净的分辨出来。
So for such people, they are not able to discern what is holy and unholy.
所以你看，这种人都是一直宣传神的慈爱的。
Such people always emphasize only God's love.
他不谈神的公义。
They don't talk about God's justice.
当然了，神有神慈爱的一面。
Of course, God is loving.
但是神有公义的一面呢。
But He is also just.
这种人呢，他往往不谈。
But people
只谈神的慈爱。
People who commit sin usually don't want to talk about God's justice.
所以他就没有办法把洁净跟不洁净分别出来。
So they're unable to discern the holy from the common.
比如说有人很喜欢跳舞。
Some people like to go to dance parties.
那你叫他当儿童教员。
And you ask them to be an RE teacher.
那他怎么去跟学生讲说，你们不要跳舞啊？
How can they tell the students not to go to dance parties?
很难啊，因为他本身很喜欢跳舞。
It's impossible because they themselves do it all the time.
他不觉得跳舞怎么样。
And they don't think anything wrong with dances.
他就告诉学生没什么关系你去，只要你心里面不想东想西就好了。
And they may tell the students, it's okay, just go as long as your mind is straight and upright.
因为他本身已经这样子做了。
Because they don't, they themselves,go to dance parties.
跳舞本身呢，圣经没说跳舞本身是罪啊。
The Bible never says that dancing is wrong.
但是现在的舞会呢，跟以前的舞会不一样啊。
But the dance parties today are different from the dances in the past.
假如现在的舞会跟以前那没关系啊，以前的舞会是穿那个礼服拖地啊。这个女生是穿着长礼服就是拖到地的。
If dances today are the same as those in the past, then we should allow it. In those days, people dressed up in gowns when they go to dances.
纯粹是为了社交。
And it was a social event purely.
今天的舞会不一样
But the dances today are different.
今天舞会是舞会等于是壮的代名词。壮酒的代名词啊。
And today, many dance parties turn into a drug parties or a drinking parties.
还有一个三个字的那个代名词。
And
三个字这个三个单字三个 letter.
And it becomes synonymous with a three-letter word.
我想你们大概知道。
You should know.
有时候我不好意思再这么说
了。You should know what.
但是呢。舞会就是这些代名词。
So dance parties oftentimes turn into these things.
所以会导致不敬虔
And they lead to ungodliness.
那不敬虔的结果是什么呢
？And what is the result of ungodliness？
就是罪啊。
Sin.
因为罪一旦进入到内心以后。
After a person's after sin enters into a person's heart，
就很难跟他缠。
It is very difficult to awake him.
所以预防胜于治疗。
So prevention is actually better than cure.
怎么预防
？How can we prevent？
我们最后请看提多书。
Let's finally turn to Titus.
提多书第二章。
Titus chapter 2.
十 十一节。
Verse 11。
提多书第二章的十一节。
I'm sorry, chapter 2, verse 11。
因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来。十二。
12。
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自所公义敬虔度日。十三。
13。
等候所盼望的福，并等候知道的神和我们救主耶稣基督荣耀显现。要得到恩典啊，要得到救恩啊，一直要持续到主耶稣降临的那一天。
In order to receive salvation, we must persist until the day of the Lord's return.
就是要除去不敬虔的心啊。
We have to deny ungodliness.
那有的英文圣经啊说 say no to ungodliness 啊，就是要说不。
Some translations say no to ungodliness.
所以现在学校也教导学生啊，要向这个 drug 说不。
Schools teach children nowadays to say no to drugs.
要跟酒精啊，跟酒说不。
They must say no to alcohol.
但是呢，我们对这些不敬虔的事情呢，都要说不。
And for us, we need to say no to ungodliness.
这样子呢，就能够敬虔度日。
Then we can lead a godly life.
罪的权势啊是很厉害的。
The power of sin is great.
我们不能够忽视。
We must not underestimate it.